What we're seeing under Trump is just a massive amount of activity. And a lot of people are getting activated where they weren't before. So that's kind of a hopeful sign. Under Obama, we were pushing for progress. Under Trump, we're fighting to keep what we have. And so the nature of the work itself is changing. But I also think that we've got a pretty big opportunity, because if anything is true about the election of Donald Trump, it's that we absolutely need to have a huge discussion with ourselves about what America is and what it's meant to be. And I think that if we can lead those discussions to productive places, we might wind up better off than we were 4 years ago when Trump was on the horizon. Like, we might actually be able to fix some of these problems instead of just kicking them down the road. And I absolutely am not thrilled to see us forced to deal with them all right now, but, you know, it's kind of the light, the silver lining, or the light at the end of the tunnel.
How do other people act on the initiative that you've started? What is it about you that perhaps other people could learn from and also do some of the tremendous acts of enthusiasm inciting that you're doing?
Civic engagement, civic education is something that's been so lacking in America that people really do respond well to it. Everybody thought for a very long time that democracy would take care of itself. And we're finding out that it doesn't, that you have to actively promote it and protect it. And so if you want to get involved or get engaged, then go promote and protect democracy, and particularly the brand that we're supposed to have, where, you know, we've got a big statue in that harbor in New York that says, "Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." And at the same time, we're detaining five-year-olds in shackles for 20 hours with no food and no access to their parents. So when you put those two things together and you go, "Hey guys, which America are we going to be? Because either we all need to smash that statue or we need to smash this law." But you can't have both. When you put the juxtaposition together, people really kind of self-activate, and then they start looking into it and they start thinking about, what are my duties and responsibilities as a citizen?
Do you mind my asking, are you still hand to mouth?
No, and thank God for it. I have to tell you that it's still, you don't ever get rid of it. You don't ever get rid of the mentality. You don't ever get rid of the fear. You don't get rid of the coping mechanisms. But my income, at least, has stabilized quite some, because I get to write articles for The Guardian and you know, places that actually pay money, which is wonderful. But the thing that I've noticed is that I've actually fallen back into a lot of my old coping skills since Trump has happened. Where, like, oh, this feels like oppression. I know what this feels like. Let's get the Easy Mac. That's my comfort food. And so, like, my food choices are kind of changing back to that quick, cheap stuff, because that's what I used to use to soothe myself in the face of intractable situation. So that's been interesting to watch.
Fake media. I mean, how do you cope with this whole Orwellian nonsense that somehow what you put out is fake media? And do you think that public media matters, or is it just another outlet for fake media?
You know, honestly, it's been easier for me because I started out as the viral poverty chick. So immediately people called me fake. And I had already taken all of those hits and all of that critique up front. So for me, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. My welfare records are online, you guys. Like, it's cool. As far as public media goes, you know, I would love to see us triple the funding. The podcasts and the media that I access are largely public funded. And they do some of the best journalism out there because they're not as worried about their bottom line. Like, you kind of got to break even. You can't spend all the money, but you also don't have to get a quarterly profit that's going to be higher this year than last year. So, you know, non-corporate media, I think, is the only saving grace. And I'll say this, out of all of the people that I know that are doing really good work in this age of Trump, trying to tell people, explain, like Sarah Kendzior is kind of my go-to on what the hell Ukraine and Russia, things like that. Most of them are indies. Most of us are self-funded. Most of us have Patreon. Most of us take PayPal. The people that are the strongest at this moment tend to be independent or with, you know, government media with publicly funded stuff. So smash fascism. That's pretty much what I'm on lately. So.